There are two articles to impeach the Attorney General. Roundsburg faces three misdemeanors but no felonies from a crash that killed Highmore resident Joseph Beaver last September. Authorities say Beaver was walking on the shoulder of a highway the night of the crash. The articles are co-sponsored by House Majority and Minority Leaders. They say the Attorney General must be removed from office for the fatal crash and for unbecoming actions Roundsburg took following the incident. Republican Representative Will Mortensen is bringing the impeachment articles. He says the incident was a tragedy that took the life of a South Dakotan from his district.
I don't think that Jason Roundsburg belongs in jail or in prison, but I know for sure that he doesn't belong in the office of the Attorney General anymore. This is something that I spent a lot of time thinking about and seeking counsel broadly from a number of different groups and types of people. It's not something at all I do lightly. It really is the most difficult decision I've ever made in my entire life.
A spokesperson for Roundsburg says the Attorney General does not intend to resign. He says at no time has this issue impeded Roundsburg's ability to do the work of the office. Democrat Jamie Smith says Roundsburg has lost the confidence of the people of South Dakota.
I'm hearing from constituents it's a distraction, and as far as I'm concerned and watching it, it would be hard for me to understand that the Attorney General can do the job in full capacity, given the certain situation that we're in.
Impeachment requires a simple majority in the House. Conviction requires two-thirds of Senate members. This is the first time that articles of impeachment have been issued against a constitutional officer in South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.